Look at the flowers, blooming great orchids. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead?
So now, there's only one way to figure it, and that is every man, including the old bag, for himself.
So good luck and may the best man win.
Right, except you, lady. May you just drop dead.
You're supposed to be dead.
Am I not?
Because I don't need to tell you that every medical procedure doesn't follow the same path. Everyone is different. There are subtle variations in even the simplest surgery.
What would a subtle variation be in my case, for example?
Well, one doesn't wish to use jargon.
No.
But, you know, technically.
Yeah.
Medically speaking. Okay. Yeah. You died.
I died?
A little bit.
For how long?
7 minutes.
A bit less.
I died for 7 minutes.
A bit less.
Approximately.
That's really
seven.
The only thing that I can think of that was.
How did I die?
For the record, we did not recommend that you use the general anesthesia. When you use anesthesia, there is a chance, although it is small, of a biochemical anomaly.
Where's the anesthesiologist? I want to see him now.
Oh, he does not work here anymore. You'll be happy to know that at St. Victor's we have a very strict three strikes policy.
My anesthesiologist had two strikes.
Okay, let's all calm down. Let's just not over-dramatize the situation. Everybody dies.
Yeah, but usually at the end of their life and just the once and forever.
Everybody's different.
Why is it that people are so obsessed with death? Are we just all too aware of our own mortality, or is it kind of a ha-ha, I survived and you didn't kind of thing? Either way, you motherfuckers are sick. Prepare yourself for a special music show edition of The Big Program tonight. Derek Knight is going to be flying solo and bringing you only the finest death-related oldies music that he could dig up from his collection. Don't worry, though, this ain't no start of a trend. All your favorite dumbasses will be back with the talky-talky kind of show sometime next week. But for now, sit back, relax, grab a box of tissues, and get ready, because here comes Derek Knight with the death song edition of the Son of Cheese Half-Hour Power Hour.
That is absolutely correct. I am going to be playing all the death songs that I can think of for your listening displeasure. And the reason I'm doing this isn't just like something like, oh my god, I'm frightened to die. No, actually, years ago, in August of 2004, I was hired as a mobile disc jockey to do a 60th birthday party. And what it was this guy invited all of the guys he used to hang out with when he was a kid. And they loved oldies music, so I got to play a bunch of great stuff. And it just went on and on into the night. And at one point, they were sitting around drinking, and they said, play all the death songs you have. And they started throwing out requests. And I thought that was just a fun topic, because so many, especially of the oldies songs, have to deal with death in some way or another. And I don't know, it's just fun. So let's start this out with the quintessential 1960 death song. One of my personal favorites, it's J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers with Last Kiss on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date. Stop, so I swerved to the right. Never forget the sound that night, the crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby. I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and then she smiled and said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love
now she's gone. Even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
That's J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers with Last Kiss on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Death Song Edition. And now, I have to, at the risk of sounding like too much of a giant pussy, there used to be a time in my life when I couldn't listen to that song without crying. Now, that time has passed, but just don't ask me to sing it. Now, a lot of people get that song confused with another death song that was out at about the same time. But they are two very different songs, and for the sake of argument, I'm going to play the other one right now. Here's Mark Denning with Teen Angel.
Teen angel, teen angel, ooh. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe. But you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear?
Top of the Pops in 1960, Mark Denning with Teen Angel on the Death Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Listening to that song, it's so cheesy. But really, that line that where Mark Denning says, I'll never kiss your lips again, they buried you today. It tells me he may not have a lot going on for him, but at least he's not a necrophiliac. He has no plans of digging her up. Now, there are a lot of death songs there's a lot of them out there. A lot of I had to choose from for this show. The one, though, that escaped me on that night that I talked about in 2004 when I played mobile disc jockey to these guys and had a great time playing death songs at the end of the night, and the one that I didn't have in my collection at the time, I am so, so proud to say thank God I've got it now. A little too late. But they did request specifically the Everly Brothers' Ebony Eyes, and I can play that for you now on the Death Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes.
skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. "Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?"
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she my beautiful ebony eyes.
I can't get past the overpronunciation of beautiful in that song. Otherwise, it's a very sweet tribute to a dead girl. And isn't that what it's all about on the Death Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour? Gonna roll right into the next song, and this is actually a remake by Big Sandy. If you remember him in the 90s, he was doing a lot of old song. Originally done by the Vel Airs, a very sad song called Death of an Angel on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
My baby's gone and left me all alone. My baby's gone and left me all alone, so alone. I want my baby home. Ooh, I still remember the day she went away. That was the day my angel left me to stay. Oh, no, no, I want my baby home. She is gone. Ooh. 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 Angel, don't know what or why. I want to be beside her, but I'm afraid to die. Oh, is gone. Still I want her home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I think I intro'd that as a sad song. I should have saved that one for the more cheesy segment of the program. This is Derek Knight. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You are listening to the Death Song Edition, playing nothing but your finest songs related to death here on the big program. You know, death songs are not exclusive to the oldies genre, no. Death songs have been around for a long time, and they will continue to be around for a long time. And, of course, country music. If you're talking strife, you're going to talk country music. And this is a more contemporary death song and legitimately sad. Let's go. I'm going to make you people cry. You who's listening, you're going to cry. Yeah. All right, sure, fine. It's Mark Wills' Wish You Were Here.
They kiss goodbye at the terminal gate. She said you're gonna be late if you don't go. He held her tight, said I'll be alright, and I'll call you tonight to let you know. He bought a postcard, on the front it just said heaven, with a picture of the ocean and the beach, and the simple words he wrote her said he loved her, and they told her how he'd hold her if his arms would reach. Wish you were here, wish you could see this place, wish you were near, wish I could touch your face. The weather's nice, it's paradise, it's summertime all year. And there's some folks we know, they say hello and miss you so. Wish you were here. Got a call that night, but it wasn't from him. It didn't say again right away. Ma'am, the plane went down, our crews have searched the ground, no survivors found, she heard him say. But somehow she got a postcard in the mail that just said heaven, with a picture of the ocean and the beach, and the simple words he wrote her said he loved her, and they told her how he'd hold her if his arms would reach. Wish you were here, you could see this place, wish you were near, I wish I could touch your face. The weather's nice, it's paradise, it's summertime all year. There's some folks we know, they say hello, I miss you so, wish you were here. The weather's nice, summertime all year, and all the folks we know, they say hello, I miss you so, wish you were here, wish you were here.
It's the Death Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Mark Wills, Wish You Were Here. Hopefully he did make it into heaven. Otherwise, that postcard is just a bunch of Crap. Another contemporary death song that I will share with you now, and one that caught me by surprise the first time I heard it, because it is the Bare Naked Ladies, and they're usually just so darn upbeat. From the Maroon album, Tonight is the Night I Fell Asleep at the Wheel, on the Death Song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Driving home to be with you, the highways divide, the city's in view. As usual, I'm almost on time. You're the last thing that's on my mind. Wish I could tell the way that I feel, but tonight is the night I fell asleep at the wheel. No commotion, no screaming brakes. Most of it's over before I awake. From the ceiling my coffee cup drips, while out my window the horizon does flips. The worst part was hitting the ground, not the feeling so much as the sound. Can't help but wonder if all this is real, 'cause tonight is the night I fell asleep at the wheel. Rubberneck traffic and passers-by, slow-motion Walter, the fire engine guy. Stand around with their mouths open wide. Heard some idiot ask if someone's inside. With the jaws of life they tried and they tried. Sleep at the wheel. I guess it's over now, 'cause I've never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much. I guess it's over now, 'cause I've never seen so much, never seen so much, never seen so much. There's something serene. I'm just a posthumous part of the scene. Now I'm floating above, looking in as the radio blares and wheels spin. I can see my face slumped with a grin. And you,
kind of a carnival-like atmosphere for the Bare Naked Ladies' death song. I kind of like it. Tonight is the night I fell asleep at the wheel, and I like the first when the first time the phrase "you're the last thing on my mind" is used, you think, what a jerk, but you realize you're the last thing on my mind before I die, and it's just kind of a sweet little song. A lot of cheese, of course, for the death song edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, and we're going to get into that deep now. A few honorable mention death songs, however. Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, which was the music selection I chose to open the liner. Anything, almost anything, by the Insane Clown Posse, Headless Boogie, Amy's in the Attic. Going to hit those on Halloween. Amy's in the Attic, if you've never listened to it, God, it's a creepy little song. So for the Halloween music show this year, I will definitely play that. But speaking of the cheese, this song, holy crap, is famous for its cheesiness. But it is a death song, so it counts tonight. Bobby Goldsboro and Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big.
I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Possibly the cheesiest song of all time, and it's got some stiff competition, but easily the cheesiest death song of all time, Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. And she was kind of dumb and kind of smart. She was obviously clumsy. He outlined that in the song, and they never tell you exactly how she died. She went away. The angels came when he wasn't there. I picture him coming home to her with a fork stuck in an outlet, her hair standing on it. I know, she's so, you know, kind of dumb and kind of smart. Hey, let's see what this does. They just never say how she died, and that's the one missing part of that song. And maybe I'm just too curious. That's just what I want to know. But since we're deep into the cheese already, I'm going to play a few. I'm not going to play the whole songs, but I'm going to play a few of the cheesier death songs that I have, starting out with this one of the worst songs of all time. Ray Peterson, Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read.
Come on,
he couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said,
boom, boom,
tell Laura I love her.
The dude must have known he was not much of a race car driver. I mean, hey, Ray Peterson, fucking rhyme. When you're writing the song, the first thing you want to do, maybe try to rhyme the words. But it's real spoiler alert, but the little motherfucker dies and doesn't win the race. It was probably one of those figure eight, boy. That's tricky. You know, only people like Rapid Roy, the stock car boy, should attempt the figure eight because it's deadly. Another car-related death song, another cheesy one. Not going to play it all the way through, but Robert and Mitchum, The Ballad of Thunder Road.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine
to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first.
Yeah, another long story short, the kid dies eventually because he's being chased by the revenuers. But, it's a clever, it's kind of a cute little song. I don't mind it so much. Robert Mitchum, not a bad job. Cheesy, nonetheless, another terrifyingly cheesy death song. And this one, if you listen to some of the old episodes of the podcast, one specifically where we interview M. Dung and he talked about throwing up on the air, ate a bunch of chili dogs and threw up as a stunt. This was the song that he used as the inspiration to puke by. So there you go. Ferlin Husky, music to toss your cookies by. This one's called The Drunken Driver.
Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May.
I have to agree with Dung. If that song does not make you ill, I don't know what will. And another long story short, total death song here. The song is being sung by a dead little kid who died because his mommy and daddy drank and got behind the wheel. It's so sad. But thank you very much for indulging me on this dumb little episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. All death songs all the time on this episode. And of course, we'll be back with more of the talky-talky type crap next time. Needed to throw a few musics at you. I'm a moron tonight. In my defense, it is 1:39 in the morning and I'm just finishing this up. We're going to finish up, in fact, with one of my favorite death songs of all time. Almost kind of leans into the Halloween genre, but hey, it's my show. I can play whatever the hell I please. Right now, The Revels, Dead Man's Stroll on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour Death Song Edition.
Just got off from work. Cemetery game.